Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Oh geez, I'm not even there yet. No, welcome back.
Oh my god, I just did it again.
Welcome to the first ever episode of Sax Monkey Podcast. Yes, first ever Sax Monkey Podcast, not welcome back. I mean, a little bit of welcome back. I did do the It's Bittersweet Podcast. Shout out, two episodes in, one full month. It's, yeah, but now I'm just kind of, like, starting my own thing and see how it goes. My, thing right now is to get at least 10 episodes in and see how this goes. I just need at least, like, a specific goal, but I've been really, like, appreciating all the responses and, just everyone being, like, pretty cool about it, and that's kind of what I wanted. It's good to have that and stuff, so moving forward. You know, watch it. If you don't like it, it's fine. It's all good. I'm a little nervous. I will admit it. I feel like once everyone gets to know me, that I'll be more chill. And yeah. So how was your summer, Kyle? Well, not very sociable. You know, not very. I basically worked all summer, and I'm still working right now. I'm recording this episode on Sunday, and this Monday is registration, and oh boy, I'm a little nervous and a little, like, excited, because it's like, I'm going to grade 12, this is my last year and stuff, and this is everyone's last year and stuff. I think everyone's very excited for it, because we're finally, like, the kings of the school, and I think, yeah, it's gonna be good. But I did go to Disneyland. I'll get into my job, you know, down the road, I guess. Further in the episode. Yeah, I went to Disneyland. But before all that, I went to summer school. The funny thing about that was, the reason I had to was because I failed Math 10, in grade 10, of course, with 36%. How do you do that? I don't know. I don't know, man. What am I supposed to say? I'm a very hardcore procrastinator. You give me a math equation, I won't do it. I just don't like it. I fucking hate it. I don't like it. So I somehow got away with that. I went to math 20-3. Basically, it was all modules and stuff. All modules at the time. And I didn't... A lot of people were bugging me in my school about it. It's like, I haven't finished one module, and this is in the second semester. I haven't finished one module in, like, a month. Like, this was for, like, a six-month span, right? I haven't finished one, and I needed to get it all done, so I did that all in, like, 5 days. I passed. You know, that was cool, I guess, but I also had to go to summer school for Math 10 because... I finally have a plan for my life. I want to go to Nate. I think it's a university. I don't know. I should probably know that. Nate, for film school. And you need a Math 10 at least to at least get something in there. Everything else is pretty good. I just need a good mark in social studies this year and all that jambalushi. But yeah. Yeah. So I did Math 10 in summer school, and I passed with, like, 1%. I passed with the 50%, and because I just wanted to get it all done, because I did get it all done in, like, a week. Summer school in a week, modules, bam, boom, bah, all done. I think the real reason is how I got a 50% was because the last exam, because you have to take an exam, I was, like, in a room by myself, and I zoomed all of it. I just didn't even, like, put any effort. I'm just like, I'm done, because I had a job right after. I had to go to work, like, right after, and it was, like, my first day, and yeah, I just guessed everything. I didn't even put any effort. I think I got, like, a 23% out of that and stuff, and, like, the summer school teacher was just kind of like, because he was talking to my mom and stuff, right? And he's just like, you know, if he actually like put more time and effort, he might be pretty good at it. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm just happy I'm out of it. I don't have to do it again. So yeah, it's good. Fuck me, it's weird to talk to some like this. Like, it's just, I'm alone with you guys. So if you're still here, hey, you can say something, give me a little high five. I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, so my work, it's landscaping, and it's called Cispro Landscaping, and I honestly like love it. It's great. It's a great like summer job, first job, or whatever you want. I can't say anything really bad about it. Like, the boss is awesome. Just, you know, don't be a fucking idiot, right? Yeah. First week was pretty good. I honestly like just went right at it, you know, and it's tough work, obviously, and yeah, I mean, I've been feeling pretty built, if you will. I don't know, my back hurts more lately. Like, I've only worked in like a 2 month work span, I guess, and every single weekend I go to a gym. And the last 2 weeks, I have not been going to the gym because I'm just like, I'm fucking tired. Like, I just can't do it. I don't know why. Just like that urge, I just can't do it anymore. I don't know why. But yeah. So basically, it's just laying sod, which is like just these grass, like grass pieces and stuff. If you don't know what sod is, it's just like, you know, it's fields of it, they cut it for you, and then you just have to like take it and then just lay it and stuff. So I did one condo in the backyard of it, like backyard of a new condo, and basically all summer I've been stuck at the work at this new Salmon Hotel in Sherwood Park. Jesus Christ, I'm sick of that place. But last Friday finally finished it, and they wanted to finish it, like, that Friday. Like, they wanted to open up, which is insane because it's, like, nothing was good. Nothing well was good except the landscaping. The landscaping was messed up pizza. And it would, well, I guarantee we'll probably get a head back because, you know, you need to water the grass so it can at least, like, stay. And they haven't done that. And the grass looks dead. So probably going to have to be there this week. And this week's my last day of, like, working. Last week of working. And, so, yeah, Salmon, like, it's frustrating, but it was hard work. I like the fun days where it's, like, you go to one place, you finish it, like, that first day. So, that's really good. Yeah, because I went to Lac Le Biche. It's, like, 2 hours away. Fucking laid that, like, all that sod, it's great. And then, you know, the rest of the jobs, like, sometimes you have to rake dirt, move that around, clay. Clay is just, I hate it. You can't do anything with clay. It's annoying. Yeah, it's been good. It pays well and stuff. You know, I've been told by my coworkers, like, of course, don't, you know, go crazy with your first paycheck. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm not. What do you think I am? Jesus Christ, people. Let me tell you, if you've seen in my Instagram story, you know that I'm going to a lot of games this year and in the new year. Well, I've probably spent around like $1,000 in a week just for games. yeah, it's, I'm passionate. So you can give me that. Am I bad with money? Does spending stuff on your hobby really count as being bad with your money? I don't know. You be my guest. And also not just that. I spend a shit ton of hockey cards. Like, I bought a $30 Dale Hawerchuk rookie card. He's a Winnipeg Jet from back in the day and stuff. His rookie year was like insane. But anyways, I won't get into that. But yeah, just a lot of fucking hockey cards. You might have seen that on my Instagram story as well. So yeah. So yeah, that's my summer. I Also, I went to Disneyland. I think I mentioned that. And yeah, so, you know, lately I've not been, you know, very fond of Disney. Like, we kind of have a on and off relationship because I just don't agree with some of the stuff they're doing. Like, people, can we just talk about the fucking remakes? Like, oh, Jesus. And now there's a Lady and the Tramp. Lady and the Tramp remake. Why? Why? That didn't have to be made. And, like, the dogs are, at least they look realistic. At least maybe they have some emotion. Unlike the Lion King, which, like, the Lion King was so bad. The only thing that I could have been totally okay with, the only thing that could have saved it from that dumpster fire of a movie was Timon and Pumbaa, because they're, like, my favorite characters. They totally fucked that up. I like Seth Rogen. I don't know who the other guy is, but he sound, like, Timon sound very, like, flamboyant. It's not offensive. I just, like, it's just, that's what he sounded like, right? And, you know, it wasn't Pumbaa. It was more like Seth Rogen just being Seth Rogen in it. But, yeah, I didn't really like it. I thought it was pretty forgettable, to be honest. Yeah. So, yeah, we went to L.A. for Disneyland, and it was awesome. I love being there. I think as soon as we arrived there, it was pretty early, and we're just like, fuck it, let's go to Disneyland right now. So we did it. Awesome rides and stuff. And what's your favorite place, like, area or place or, like, ride to go to Disneyland? Like, I like to know, because mine's either Splash Mountain or freaking Space Mountain, because that stuff is sick. Really freaking awesome. But the main thing was going to Star Wars, like the Star Wars world. Oh my God, it's so sick. I wouldn't say to do a full day of it, because basically it's just a big walk around loop and stuff. But really, like, the only really bad thing I feel is just maybe they should have, like, more characters walking around. Like R2-D2, I saw R2-D2. Saw Kylo Ren with, like, his stormtrooper gang. He's just walking around. He confronted a girl that was taking his video, and he's like, yeah, that's my best Kylo Ren impression. Oh my God, do you like it? Fuck. But yeah, that was just kind of it. And then, of course, like, other stormtroopers. It was more of the modern age Star Wars, other than, like, the originals, meaning, like, there was more, like, the Resistance and, yeah, and, like, Kylo Ren. I always forget them. Jesus. There's a Resistance, and then there's, like, Kylo Ren's, like, yeah, you know, the dark side, blah, blah, blah. I know, I'm pissing myself off. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and I don't even know what they're called. I'm an idiot. But, yeah, and, of course, you get to see the Millennium Falcon, and holy shit. Like, it was awesome. If you've ever been to, like, Universal Studios with, like, and I've also went there. We've also been to Universal Studios, and you go to Hogwarts, and you go to that ride where it's, like motion and shit, and then it has, like, the TV screen, right? It's kind of like that, but the Millennium Falcon, 10,000 times better. So, yeah. Like, you go inside, it's, like, literally, like, you're in it. And six of you are given roles. So there's the engineers, the pilots. Awesome, right? The engineers, pilots, the shooters, gunners, right? I got handed the engineer. You don't need, like, I've waited maybe an hour or more in that fucking lineup just to be an engineer. I was like, that, this is bullshit. I was so pissed off. But no, it was cool, because there was, like, this couple ahead of us, and she looked kind of like she was smoked like 10 packs a day or something. She's like, I don't want to be a fucking pilot. I'm like, I tapped like behind her, like, oh my God, I would dream, please give me the pilot. This would, like, mean so much to me. So I was, like, you know, being all dorky and shit. But, yeah, it was sick. I got to be the pilot, Millennium Falcon, fucking Han Solo and this bitch. Sick. Really cool. So, yeah, there was that, and I spent at least, like, $300 worth of, like, stuff over there. Like, I got a bunch of knickknacks. You got to buy something there. Come on. There's blue milk, if you're asking, and there's also green milk. I didn't try the green milk, but the blue milk was awesome. It's like, I'll step away from like the my imagination. It's basically just, it's a like almost blue raspberry-ish. Or it wasn't blue raspberry. I can't even tell. It's like a Swedish cotton candy thing. It's like, tastes like slimy a bit. It's like a smoothie. Yeah. I don't know if, what the green one was. I'm pretty sure it would be like lime. That's my best bet. And, yeah. And then you could get, like, freaking Jedi robes. And that's awesome. Like, you could literally get Kylo Ren's, like, just everything. Like, you could get his robes. And there's, like, a $500 Kylo Ren helmet. It's tempted. Very tempted. But $500 in USA, that's probably, like, maybe close to $700 for Canada. So, new. I was gonna get like a X-wing fighter's helmet, but those are pretty small because my ginormous head couldn't fit in it, so that kind of sucked. And yeah, then we spent like a few days there. You know, I don't like LA. It's kind of, I've been to a lot of states where it's kind of just like, everyone there just seems kind of like, just, you know, kind of like mopey and just sad, man. It's like, sorry, but we live in the true North, strong and free, and I'm pretty happy about that. Yeah, it's all right. I've been to LA, like, I haven't been back since I was maybe 10 or something, and my first like Disneyland experience wasn't that good because I was like sick as fuck. Like, my parents say I was like gray and I was just like not out of it. And I do remember that. I remember like stopping in a street just like, yeah, I almost like, I wouldn't say I almost had cancer, but yeah, I wouldn't say that. No, obviously not. But I was like really freaking sick. You can even see like, I don't know, maybe I'll try to find old pictures of it, but you can even tell I was like, he looks out of it. And I did look out of it. So yeah. It was very hot. That's probably where I got most of my tan. I try to get, because I have like a major farmer's tan right now for working outside. And I just wanted to let my whole body complement it with bigger tan, but nah, I'm not a big tanner. I don't know why. Everyone just like, what's the hype of tanning? I don't get it. Like, a lot of people go out of their way to like tan, but it's like, why? I don't get it. You know. And also, isn't like too much sun like, isn't that bad for your skin? Like skin cancer or something? I don't know. But it's just you, man, not me. yeah, and then I went to Universal Studios, yeah, that was, oh, it fucking sucked, I'm sorry, I didn't even like Hogwarts there that much. Like, Florida, of course, is better for Universal Studios. It had, like, a lot of stuff. Like, I remember there was, like, a Hulk ride, and they got rid of the E.T. ride in Universal Studios here. Like, in California, I was like, what the fuck? I wasn't freaking out as much. I think that was just my mom, because she really likes it. She was like, what? No. But, yeah. Then we did the Universal Studios tour, which is basically, they just, like, take you around to, like, some movies were actually, like, filmed in Universal Studios itself. Like there's some, like, buildings and stuff, and they have, like, built sets inside of it. Like, a lot of TV shows are filmed there, I think. Modern Family, sometimes. And you could see, like, golf carts always being driven, and there was actually, like, some TV show. I forgot what TV show. I think, I can't come up, I don't know. I don't know what TV show was being filmed right there, but it was just, like, by, like, ABC or something. And you just saw, like, some actors, like, riding golf carts. I'm like, I don't know who you are, but good on you. I don't watch the show, but good job. And Yeah, we saw where Jaws was filmed. And the new Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They filmed a lot of that there. Like the when Leo DiCaprio's character, Rick Dalton, was a... he was like a cowboy character. He was like a villain for it. They filmed all that Western shit in there because there was, I think it was like 100 movies filmed there. Like Western movies were filmed in like this specific area. It was like all like, you know, old time Western buildings and stuff, like saloons and yeah, just all that. It's pretty cool. And they showed us like how they do special effects there. It was just like crazy. So I think that was really just better than like the actual rides. The only good ride there was probably Transformers. Surprisingly, it was good. But yeah. Oh, and it was a major gong show because if you've been there, like there's like a Simpsons land, right? Which I think, you know what? I think that a Simpsons like place will be in Disney soon because, you know, Disney bought Fox. So you know, that might happen because I know that Disney wants to build like an Avengers, like a Marvel kind of place like Star Wars. And it's going to be cool. Like I saw it being pre-built and stuff. They have like some superheroes there like Spider-Man and Captain Marvel. So it's always cool. I'm not pumped for that Avatar world. I think it's fucking stupid and how they're making 5 movies. It's like, wait a second, this movie was released in 2010. Why would we care? I mean, okay, it was good, but it wasn't, like, amazing, like, that amazing. Like, we've had a lot of movies throughout the past years, too, that are even way better with special effects and story-wise as well. Too much blue, man. Too much blue people. It's too much. So, yeah. But, yeah, then, yeah, just came home and started working. So that's kind of it. And, yeah, school's starting soon. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about, like, some news that's been happening. Of course, we all know about the whole Spider-Man and Disney and Sony debate, right? Well, like, I'm not, like... I haven't been paying attention. My first thought was kind of like, honestly, I felt like I was the only kind of person that was kind of like, well, why isn't anybody pissed off at Disney? Because I'm always the one first against Disney because it's Disney and they always like seem to always like fuck up something. And, you know, of course they're being pretty greedy and stuff. But it does make sense. I'm somewhat on Sony's side as well because, you know, like, Sony bought Spider-Man and have the full rights to its character and stuff. And if you've seen, like, you know, Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, it wasn't the best. I personally like him. Not much the second one. It was kind of all over the place. And, of course, you see Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. Like, some of it's pretty... like dated, like in that time, like they're good movies. Of course, like my childhood is totally like in that. I fucking love it. But just some of it, you know, just like some of the vibes it has is just very in like that time. If you know what I mean? Yeah, you get it. But yeah, ever since, like, it actually took me till like the last Spider-Man movie to really make me actually like Tom Holland. Like, I don't know, just Far From Home was just so good. Like, I was pretty skeptical at first about like him being the new Iron Man. Like, no one could be the new Iron Man. You can't touch him. Like, of course, like even he knows that, Peter Parker. But you know, there's just like some resemblance. You know, it's like there were some scenes that were just like, wow, like that's cool. Like his mind, he's. It's like, that was his master. Not his master, it was just like his mentor. So, it was cool. I thought it was an amazing movie. Definitely one of my favorite Spider-Man movies. Like, Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio was just, wow. I didn't know much about the character. I knew, like, he was kind of, like, tricky, like he was in the movie, meaning, like, just, I don't know what your intentions are, right? But, yeah, I love what they did with the character. Like, I thought it just brought a whole different, like look into, like, the villains in Marvel and stuff. I thought he's definitely, like, one of my favorites. I liked it, so... Yeah. But yeah, I do like Tom Holland now. It took me a while, of course, but I like the MCU Spider-Man. I do. And I thought it's a good idea to have him in the Avengers and stuff, but I don't know what's going on. Like, you always see reports. My friends are texting me, like I don't know what's real. I don't know what's real or not, okay? I don't know what's real. Because at first, I think Sony, Disney asked for, 10 or 25% of, 10 to 25% of, like the shares of it, like, commissions. So, which is pretty fair. I mean, Disney really actually, made the character awesome. And they did so well with it, right? And better than Sony could ever do it, because now that this whole deal's going, Kevin Feige, he might not be able to, have a lot of, say in it, or, a lot of say in it and, building the movie with Spider-Man. Like, he won't be a part of it that much, which sucks, because he, if you know him, he's the dude that, he's a major producer. He's the guy that, he created all of this. He created the whole MCU, the Avengers, just everything about it. He created this whole storyline for us. As the fans, it's, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant and stuff. So, and Spider-Man is, a uppercut. You never know what you're going to get. And it's going to hurt. You're not looking around for it. But uppercut, it's fucking good. And you need Spider-Man in the MCU. I feel like, because he's the only kid, and of course every kid can relate to a guy like that. Every kid. Just there's so much, you can relate to Peter Parker as a character. And, I read something where, then Disney asked for, 50-50. Percent of commission of it. So that, I don't know what's fair or not. It's not really my say. I just, honestly, at the end of the day, I hope they just fucking figure something out, because if you've been seeing the huge backlash the fans have on it, it's you gotta fix it. You gotta fix this shit now, right? But yeah. But yeah, 5%, I only did this part of the math, 5%, Far From Home was, $1 billion. 5% of, $1 billion is $50 million. That's a lot of money. I'd take even 6. That's a lot of money, but, this is Disney, okay? They're gonna be, they'll own everything. Fuck it, they might even try to, own Sony. you never know. But, yeah, being the greedy bastards they are, they're probably gonna go as high, and that's why they did 50%. I somewhat agree with it, I somewhat don't, but I don't know, what do you guys think? You can, comment it, let me know. And yeah, and I just hope something works out. And I know I've read a report where they might do 6 movies and a possible 7 one. I don't know, in the MCU or not, where, he does a lot of team-ups. There was one where he might meet Johnny Storm, who's the guy from Fantastic Four, the flame guy, Human Torch. And it will be during his college years. He'll do some team-ups. I don't know if Venom is going to be in the MCU or not. I don't know if he's out of place. I just want him to be more badder. Venom should be more badder, be a dick again. I honestly like this Venom movie. I know a lot of people didn't, but I liked it. I didn't mind it. Like, of course, there was like a lot of weird cutting and editing and stuff. Just kind of off with it. Some parts were off of it, but yeah. I don't know how he would join the MCU, but who knows? If it does happen, I'd be totally cool with that. Or no, I just don't hope. I hope they don't do the DC route where they pick a different actor again, like a new Batman every 10 years or something, right? But yeah. And in other news, like Robert Downey Jr. That is his name. Say it right. So there was like this video he released on like Instagram or Twitter, however you saw it. And it was like this huge hype up collaboration thing with the Rolling Stones, Mars, and him himself. Wait, and NASA, sorry. he was just hyping up. It's like, what's like the similarities with NASA, Rolling Stones, and Mars? It's like huge crazy thing. I don't know, maybe like a lot of people are saying they were gonna do like a Super Bowl on Mars. Like, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. It's Tony Stark's money. Come on, and NASA's money and the Rolling Stones, which is random, but you know, I like the Rolling Stones. I don't mind them, but any other band I would have been much happier with. But the whole thing really is it's basically a rock on Mars that they just want to name the Rolling Stone. I think it's the Rolling Stone Rock. I don't know, because at the same time, the Rolling Stones released their first album, and the first probe went up to Mars. So yeah, you get it, right? They just want to name a rock the Rolling Stones on Mars. So I don't know what another and just like this whole crazy Disney buzz, like we've been getting so many releases. Like I'm genuinely pumped for Disney Plus. I think it will obliterate Netflix, but that's only just if, like, how, because there's a lot of Netflix originals that are just absolute trash. And if you know me, TV shows are a hit or miss with me. So if you want me to talk about TV shows, I haven't watched a lot of TV shows in my lifetime, because they're just hit or misses with me. You know, like, the first season has to be good for me. Like, you can't just say, like, oh, next season will be good. Well, at the time, if you were just an OG viewer, you had to watch the first season and like it and continue watching it, right? So that's why I could never get into Breaking Bad. I'm so sorry. But I can't get past the first season. I'm sorry. And that's a lot of good TV shows, too. I don't think I could watch The Sopranos. Very highly recommended by everyone. I don't know. Me, I'm not a big mafia dude. It's probably not about mafia. I don't give a shit. I'm sorry. Still need to see The Godfather. And planning to see The Goodfellas. And I have all those movies in my basement. So, yeah. But yeah, anyways, like a bunch of releases, of course, you know, like a lot of like Marvel superheroes are going to get a TV show, like a lot of weird names. The weirdest name is WandaVision. It's with Scarlet Witch and Vision and shit. I don't know how that's going to be based off. I'm not watching that. That's going to be boring. I'd probably say that and I'll probably watch it, but that's like the Netflix Marvel original shows. I like Daredevil the most. I don't know why they fucking canceled that. It's awesome. And I didn't watch any other TV show. I tried to get into Jessica Jones, but no. I watched The Defenders, and I didn't give a shit about the Iron Fist TV show or Luke Cage, because I actually did watch Luke Cage a bit. It was good. Then, you know, it got boring. So, yeah. And then, of course, Hawkeye's getting a TV show. And The Winter Soldier and Falcon, and many more. And The Eternals cast was released. It's like, it's pretty crazy. Being a huge Game of Thrones fan, the guy that plays Robb Stark and the guy that plays Jon Snow both join the Eternals, so I'm pretty pumped for that. I have no fucking idea what the Eternals are, but one of my friends was telling me that, I mean, a lot of people didn't know what Guardians of the Galaxy was, and it's a huge hit, and I fucking love the Guardians of the Galaxy, so I'm ready to give it a chance. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a TV show or a movie, but yeah, I'll give it a go. Disney Plus seems pretty sick. I mean, they're releasing movies now on it, and actually they're getting every Disney thing. Like you could watch Up, you can watch any movie that they made will be on there. So that's pretty awesome. And Star Wars The Clone Wars is going to come, and they're making a new season for that, so I'm pretty pumped. You know, I've had some fond memories for with Star Wars The Clone Wars. This is an animated TV show, by the way, guys. You know, coming home from school, maybe in like grade 5, watching Cartoon Network, watching that was nostalgia to the max. So I'm super pumped for the new season. Yeah. And I know Moon Knight is coming. He's basically the schizophrenic Batman. That's basically all I know of him. She-Hulk, it's pretty self-explanatory. I don't know how the fuck they're going to do that, but yeah. And I feel like I'm missing the other one. But yeah, Moon Knight, I was actually surprised that Kit Harington, the guy that plays Jon Snow, wasn't going to be him, because I watched many interviews with him, and he just wanted to be, he would want to be Batman. And I'm like, I mean, no, of course, I wouldn't be super pumped for that, but yeah. And then Black Panther 2 is going to be released in May 6, 2022. I don't know what they're going to do there. Like, I liked the Black Panther movie. I liked it. It was good. I wouldn't say it was overhyped, because, of course, like, that's always a huge thing. I feel like in this generation, we always fucking complain about everything. As I'm doing, very hypocritical, yes. I know. I'm sorry. But I've learned to, like, sometimes just, like, before judging something, give it some time. Like, who knows? Maybe the Lady and the Tramp movie will be good. But, nah, there's just too many remakes coming out. You know, I'll probably watch it. Wasn't a big fan of that stupid fucking Dumbo movie, which is dumb. It was like a Transformers movie. It wasn't even about Transformers, meaning it wasn't about Dumbo. It was about this stupid guy. I don't give a shit about humans. Where's Dumbo? Where is he? It's his own movie. He's not even in it. Come on. But yeah. Yeah, so Moon Knight, pretty pumped for that, I guess. And yeah, Disney Plus, it's an A+ for me. I'm gonna be pretty pumped for that. I think it's like $9. So that's Netflix is like $16. And I feel like it's gonna be more narrowed down. I don't know how many Disney things are gonna take away from Netflix, like Star Wars and all that shit, because that's Disney, and they're going to be greedy, so who knows. Let's just hope that, oh, yeah, in the new Star Wars live-action show, The Mandalorian, it's going to be pretty cool. I like all the bounty hunting stuff in Star Wars anyway, so I'm pretty pumped for that. And, oh my god, and Ewan McGregor is going to be fucking Obi-Wan again. Like, that's just, oh, that, I'm so happy for that. It's a TV show too as well, so maybe it will be following his, like, story when he was back in Tatooine looking over Luke Skywalker and stuff. So, that would be really cool. I'm not 100% if they're going to do that story. Like, who knows, maybe it'll be in between when he was still in the Republic and stuff, so. But yeah. But yeah, everything, looks pretty good. Pretty pumped for all that stuff. And, yeah. I think this is just going to be a quick one today, my dudes. This was just kind of a test for everyone to, and then at least you get to see my face this time. I think it's still on. Yeah. I think my camera is off now. Okay. Shit. Well, now I don't have any video. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You could follow me on Instagram at @EDMCityHoughton, and you could follow my Twitter at @YEGHoughton. No, YEGCityHoughton, because someone took EDM City for some reason. Makes no sense. But yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed it. The Sax Monkey Podcast. Why did I pick Sax Monkey? Well, because all week I've been listening to Beastie Boys, and there's a song called Brass Monkey, and it's pretty sick. You know what? I'll play it for you guys right now. And goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.